Even the heavens seemed to cry. In pouring rain, people shed tears for those who died or were injured when exactly 80 years ago, the US dropped a devastating nuclear bomb on this Japanese city. The destruction of Nagasaki soon forced Japan to surrender, bringing World War II to a close. Mayor Shiro Suzuki said, "Armed conflicts around the world are intensifying in a vicious cycle of confrontation and fragmentation." In a peace declaration at the ceremony, he warned that, in his words, "if we continue on this trajectory, we will end up thrusting ourselves into a nuclear war." The attack on August 9, 1945, which analysts said killed an estimated 74,000 people, is still being remembered. In the years that followed, many survivors suffered from leukemia or other severe side effects of radiation. The ceremony came a few days after the commemoration of the first atomic bombing, which targeted the Japanese city of Hiroshima, also 80 years ago, on August 6th, killing an estimated 140,000 people. The Nagasaki bomb, bigger and more powerful, wiped out whole communities in seconds. "I truly wish we can bring the world to peace with no wars," says Koichi Kawano, one of the atomic bomb survivors. Fumi Takeshita agrees. "I suffered many illnesses due to the bombing," she says, "but I believe I have been partly supported from up above and perhaps by those who lost their lives. I'm approaching 84 years of age and am grateful to be alive." The Pope has also offered words of solidarity. He has said he wished to assure his prayers for all those who have suffered the physical, psychological, and social consequences of the droppings of the bombs on Nagasaki and earlier Hiroshima. He stressed that despite the 8 decades which have passed since the bombings, those tragic events remain a universal warning against the devastation caused by war and particularly by nuclear weapons.
For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.